Welcome to the review after AC Milan 4, Liverpool 2. Dan Morgan, Neil Atkinson, and Sean Rogers to go through the second game of pre-season. Sean, there's a bit to get into before you even kick a ball in this one. Injuries and transfers mean that it is a case of just getting players on the pitch and getting players who need minutes, the minutes that they need in whatever position you can get them in certain cases. But yeah, no Diaz, no Darwin. Hugo Ekitike now with the squad but not ready. And then a few unexpected injuries to the likes of Joe Gomez, Wataru Endo, Alexis McAllister still continuing. So you look throughout the pitch and places like centre half are completely disrupted throughout the game. So there's not a ton to take from the result. But there is a little bit around team selection, maybe, in terms of couple of little things you can get into, and then particularly our Liverpool line of first half with that double 10 of Harvey Elliott and Florian Wirtz.
Yes. On the injury front, it's always quite interesting when you hear reference to a minor Achilles injury. Always makes me think it's a bit like having a minor heart attack. I don't really care how minor it is, it just sounds pretty dreadful. Now, to be fair, I'm being a bit flippant there in that Liverpool probably made the right move in sending Joe home. It might not be the worst thing in the world. You can have some minor Achilles tendon knocks, which are 1 to 3 weeks. And therefore, if you're thinking, well, he's not going to be ready for the next game, flying training over there, let's just get it assessed in Liverpool. Hopefully he's not too far away, but obviously with the record of Joe over the years, it does probably bring into focus the centre half position, especially when you're then playing pre-season games and you want to involve all 20 players and things like that. Just on the selection, a few little bits that I thought were interesting. Third pre-season game, if you want to include, and why not, the behind closed doors game against Stoke. I mean, ultimately, it was still a game. The club decided to release the highlights of that. They were under no obligation to do so.
Very true.